Oh, Lord Jesus, speak to us now, we pray. Amen. The Beatles famously sang, "All you need is love." And to some extent, they were right. We all need to be loved. Jesus says in our gospel reading that the most important thing is to love God and to love your neighbour as yourself. Now that might seem straightforward, to love God, love our neighbour, but actually it's not, is it really? Loving God can be hard sometimes, especially when there are distractions or busyness or other priorities or tiredness or illness or bereavement. And loving our neighbour can be hard as well. People can be difficult, mean, noisy, rude, annoying. So how can we possibly do it? Well, firstly, we need to know that we are loved. 1 John chapter 4 says, "This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. God is love. Love begins with God. He is the source of love. In fact, here it says, God is love. Love, however, can only mean something if there's somebody to love. So how can God be love in and of himself? Well, God is family, God is Trinity, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The three persons of the Godhead perfectly love each other. They're a perfect loving family. The passage also says that God showed his love by sending his Son Jesus to be an atoning sacrifice of our sins. And what that means is that Jesus gave up his life so that we can live a life of love. He took our sins on the cross and made us holy and pure and gave us his Spirit so we can live and love others. We can be one with God and we are God's friends. And God's love is fuel. God's love is a never-ending fuel for us. His unconditional love poured out to us. It's a little bit like a candle. The candle needs an initial flame, like a match or a lighter, to set it alight. But once the candle is lit, it can then give light and warmth, and it can set other candles alight as well. That's how, when we're loved by God, we're able to love others. His love is the light in us that enables us to love other people and bring light into their lives. When we know that we are loved by God, we'll naturally want to love him back and love other people. So we can love others and love God because he loved us first. But actually, what does love look like? Well, one of the best books that I've read on this is by Gary Chapman, who is a Christian author and counsellor, and it's called God Speaks Your Love Language. And he's written other books about the love languages for children, you know, to how to love your children, love your partner, all these different things. And what he talks about is that there are five different ways that people primarily kind of give and receive love. They're words of affirmation, quality time, gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. And he says that each of us have a primary love language that if we're not shown love in this way, then our love tanks won't be full. Whereas if we are shown love in this way, we feel truly loved and filled up. And what I want you to know today is that God speaks your love language. You would not be here today if God had not communicated his love to you in some way, shape, or form. Understanding the five love languages not only transform your relationship with God, but also with other people. whether that's your parents, siblings, spouses, children, friends, workmates, colleagues, anyone really. So listen out as I try and describe each one of these and try and work out which one most speaks to you as how you like to be loved. So language A, words of affirmation. These are things like verbal compliments, words of appreciation, encouraging words, kind words, humble words, all ways to show love through how we speak to one another. One of the deepest needs in many people is the need to feel appreciated. So words of affirmations will meet this need for many people. Language B is quality time. Quality time means togetherness, not just sitting in front of the TV together, but giving each other undivided attention. And this means looking at each other, talking to each other, not interrupting one another, but taking time to listen. Language C, receiving gifts. The giving of a gift is an outward sign that the person is thinking of you in some way. It's something that you can hold and touch that shows someone cared enough to think of you. To give a gift, the person has had to think about it. And it's a symbol of thought. It doesn't really matter how much it costs, it's the thought that really counts. The fact they thought of you. Language D is acts of service. Such as cooking meals, setting the table, washing floors, clothes, dishes, mowing the lawn, fixing the plumbing. All of these are acts of service. And the person performing these acts must think about them, plan some time in to do that. It costs them. There's effort required. And they do this to show that they care about you. Now, my wife Rachel's primary love language is acts of service. So if I give her a line, if I wake her up with a nice cup of tea, if I empty the bins, unload the dishwasher, don't leave my stuff sprawled all over the house, then she feels loved. However, when I fail to do these things, and I create a mess all over the house, she feels unloved. Language E, physical touch. We have tiny tactile receptors all over our bodies. And when these receptors are touched or pressed, nerves carry impulses to the brain, and the brain interprets these impulses. It could be pain or pleasure, hot or cold, hard or soft, loving or not. Touch can make or break a relationship, showing love or hate. And for those whose love language is touch, it can speak 10 times louder than any words that are used. This is my main love language, so I love hugs. So to finish, I want you to just think about, we're going to have some quiet prayer, some quiet reflection now. Just think about which of those primary love languages, which one of those is your primary love language. And I also want you to think about a kind of close relative or friend and think about what is their primary love language. And then I'll bring it together in prayer. So let's close our eyes to reflect together. Dear God, thank you that you love us unconditionally. Help us to know and understand your love. And help us to understand other people's primary love languages so that we can share your love with others in a way that's meaningful to them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.